Thank you, Billy and Howard. Thank you for this forum. Please don't tell Howard, but I've been voting exactly the opposite the way you're supposed to vote, or how I feel on every issue, I guess, is the right way to say, in every one of these polls, just so that he can have good data. I want him to have some opposite side of things. So you're welcome, Howard. Just, I constantly keep on giving. So really quickly, my inbox has been filling up with constituents that are concerned about the single sales factor. No, they're not. No, actually, the big concern right now is bathrooms, and I'm trying to figure out how that applies to tax, and so I'm trying to figure out how to deal with that. Real quick, House Bill 25 dealt with the new growth equations. New growth is the only way that taxing entities can increase their revenue without increasing taxes. New growth historically has been really, you can find it in three areas. You can get it in new homes or other new development. You can get centrally assessed growth, where there's growth in a centrally assessed large property tax taxpayer, or business personal property. In House Bill 25, it dealt with several issues within the tax regime for centrally assessed. But one of them was specifically dealing with the automatic tax increase that I've spoken to this forum before by inserting a benchmark whereby unless revenue from those centrally assessed entities exceeds that benchmark, there'll be no new growth in that area until that benchmark is reached, which then takes the volatility out of centrally assessed. But as we were digging through this, we found a bigger issue, or I won't say bigger issue, but another issue that was key to this new growth component, which was business personal property. We found there was a lot of volatility in centrally assessed, but there was even greater volatility in the taxable nature of business personal property. So we looked at several different ways of trying to curb that volatility, and what we eventually came up with was getting rid of business personal property as an element of new growth. Getting rid of business personal property as an element of new growth is, I think, one of the most groundbreaking parts of House Bill 25 that we really haven't spoken about much, and I'll just speak about it briefly here. Many of you represent clients or run small businesses yourselves, and as a result of running those small businesses, you know the audit culture around new growth in your business personal property. It is frequent for assessors to come in and be reviewing, and auditors could be reviewing and looking at the value of these assets in offices, etc., trying to find new growth in these business personal in this business personal property, so they can then increase the tax or increase the tax-based revenue. The problem then, though, is it's a depreciable asset. So it is, as its value is acquired on year one, many of you know the value immediately begins dissipating. And as we looked at the tax formulas, many of those values disappeared almost entirely and were depreciated almost entirely within 5 years, then causing that shift to move on to the taxpayer. So business personal property, being out of it, being out of new growth or being lost as a component of new growth, will change the audit culture for small businesses and for large businesses also, so that no longer using it as an audit tool to constantly be squibbling over every last dime that is brought into a business from a personal property aspect, I think will create a real benefit to our small businesses and to our business community in the state of Utah, and it's one of the things that I'm proud about in House Bill 25. If you have any other questions, go and read the bill. If you understand it, please explain it to me. Thank you very much.